acquisition fee can get eaten up so fast. And if you're not a lead sponsor on a deal, you might not even get any asset management fee, or maybe only get partial. So it's going to take you stacking up a lot of deals before you get consistent asset management fee that can pay for your overhead.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to the first Finance Friday in a little while. I always love these episodes because, as I always say, it's not what you make, but what you keep. And I think that's the most important thing to anyone's financial success is, yeah, you can make a ton of money. And there's a lot of people out there that make a lot of money. But at the end of the day, it's what do you have to show for? You know, inflows versus outflows. There are a lot of people making a lot of money, but there's a lot of those people who are spending a lot of money. And at the end of the day, in the moment, yeah, it's fun, right? But in the long run, what does that situation look like? You can make $500,000 and still live paycheck to paycheck and have that type of stress in your life versus making 100, 150 grand, not living paycheck to paycheck and not having that type of stress. At the end of the day, it comes down to what type of life you want to live. I would think you wouldn't want that type of stress. So that's why I love these type of episodes where I either have guests on or something I'm sharing that I think is important so we can all create that financial freedom we really want, right? And not just the freedom, but the feeling that everything is set up properly, everything will be taken care of. So today I want to talk about a topic that I see a lot about, and that's passive income, right? Passive income to set you up for financial freedom, right? That passive income that you can make to let you leave your W-2 or just get you away from the current life you're living. And first and foremost, I don't think, not to get too deep here, but I really don't think if you can't live happy in your current situation, passive income and more money is not necessarily going to get you to that happiness you're looking for. It's really about finding happiness in your present moment and then working harder to create that abundance. And that can include increasing that income, right? So I really think it's about first establishing what you want in life. What will make you happy and those in your surrounding happy? And how can you get there? Now, the active versus passive income aspect, a lot has been talked about create that passive income so you can leave your W-2. And yeah, there's some truth to that, right? Creates some type of stream of income that can allow you then to leave that career. But also, I don't think that's the only reason you create passive income, because for some people love their careers, right? Some people love their careers. They want to grow in their career and they see themselves doing that for decades to come. And that's amazing. The one thing I don't like about this whole movement is painting the W-2 job, that career, in some type of bad light, because that's just not true. There's not everyone's meant to be an entrepreneur and not everyone's meant to be a W-2 employee. We're all meant for different paths. It's what we find purpose in. It's what we find passion, fulfillment in. That's what's most important. So that's one thing I want to talk about. Not everyone's meant to be an entrepreneur. Not everyone's meant to be a W-2 employee, right? But what I think everyone should do is create some type of passive income. And that's not necessarily to be able to leave a current situation. It's to be able to weather any storm that may come. Again, that's what this Every Friday is about, is Finance Fridays, getting your financial situation set up, one, smartly, but also that can be effective in all situations. So say maybe you do lose your job, you get laid off, or health issue comes up. It's really important to have other streams of income, because that's another big topic, is having multiple streams of income. What I think is most important when we're talking about early on in your career is to really focus on one stream of income and get really good at it. And that's most likely going to be an active source of income, right? Some skill that you develop working that you're trading time for money. But I think that's important. You got to develop that skill, and then so you can carry that skill on for the rest of your life and be able to make active income whenever you may need to. And this is both looking from what I do, both an active real estate investor and a passive or limited partner standpoint. This is very important, because the biggest thing to the best way to create financial freedom is first to increase your active income, increase a skill set that will then increase that active income. Because the more money you have to invest and the more passive income in the future you can create. And I don't want to get into this on what this episode's about, but the whole passivity thing. You know, there's nothing truly 100% passive. The closest thing you can get to it is probably some type of royalty where you no longer work in it, but you just get money for every time they use whatever you may have created or your likeness, whatever it happens to be. And then obviously being a limited partner. You know, that's pretty passive. You do a little work up front, and then obviously you want to check in to make sure the investment's doing well every so often, but that's pretty limited. But when it comes to active income, this is what's really going to allow you to set yourself apart and set yourself up for success. I've interviewed a lot of successful people on this podcast. I've talked to a lot of successful people throughout my life, and they all have one thing in common. They developed a skill, they focused on that one skill or that one thing and got really dang good at it, like really good at it, exceptionally good at it, which consequently led them to make a lot of money off of that one thing, that one skill. And then for those that I've talked to on the show that parlayed into real estate, they were able to take that income and then pile it all into real estate and really create wealth. Because again, income doesn't create wealth. Assets create wealth. A lot of time it takes income to get those assets. Now, you might argue you have other means of acquiring assets that don't take income, using creative finance and so forth. Yes, that's true. But to really scale and really grow wealth and thereby passive income through cash flowing assets, it takes a skill that produces a lot of active income that you can put to work. When it comes to my business, I think a lot of people focus on building a portfolio really fast via maybe the syndication model, raising money from other people to thereby be able to leave their job. And I don't think that should be the focus. Obviously, that's the ultimate goal, because to build anything worthwhile, you need to be focusing on it. So eventually you would want to leave your job to put all your attention on that real estate investment firm, that private equity real estate investment firm, for sure. However, I think you got to do this smart, because if you're not creating any other sources of income, you won't necessarily be able to weather every storm, especially early on. Because early on in this game, in the syndication game, you, the sponsor, the general partner, are not making a lot of consistent money, I should say. You can make, you know, chunks here and there from acquisition fees and disposition fees and your gain. But early on, acquisition fee can get eaten up so fast. And if you're not a lead sponsor on a deal, you might not even get any asset management fee, or maybe you only get partial. So it's going to take you stacking up a lot of deals before you get consistent asset management fee that can pay for your overhead. I've said this before, you as a sponsor make most of your money when you go full cycle on a project, which makes sense, right? Because you're rewarded when you've rewarded, after you've rewarded your investors, you've completed that business plan. And that's when you make most of your money. But that can take upwards of 5 years. So for those 5 years, what are you doing, right? Well, how are you keeping the lights on? And I know a lot of people work hard to get those acquisition fees and maybe a little bit of cash flow that spits off from the deals. And then they leave their job thinking that now they can put all their attention on finding deals. Sure, that will help you find more deals because all your attention's on that. Or if your side of the game is finding investors, yes, that's true. However, it can lead you to make decisions that you normally wouldn't make because you need some type of income coming in. And you never want to put yourself in that position. So to me, it's more important to focus on your active income right out of the gate until you have consistent cash flow coming in monthly that can meet that monthly overhead. And the way I like to look at it is similar to a bank or a lender would look at a multifamily property. So the main thing, they look at several things, but the main thing they look at is your DSCR, your debt service coverage ratio. And depending on the institution, you know, it can really range anywhere from 1.1 to 1.5 debt service coverage ratio, DSCR. And I like to look at it anywhere from 1.25 to 1.5 as me, the individual, before I would ever leave my job or my active income. And it's even better if you can never have to leave it when, if it's complementary to your business. And it's smart to do it that way, but I'll discuss that in a moment. So let's say your month between your business's monthly expenses and your personal life's monthly expenses, let's say for a year, it adds up to 100,000. I would want to see, and it really depends on your risk tolerance and how certain you are you can repeat that monthly income. And that comes from time, right? So 3 years versus 5 years, if you've been able to consistently do this for 5 years, that's probably saying a lot. You have a greater chance of continuing that than maybe if you've only been doing it for 2 or 3 years, right? So I would want to see $125,000 to $150,000 of net cash flow to your business, right? Or excuse me, to gross revenue, right? So the $100,000 takes out and you have anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 left over after all expenses, both from your business and personal life, have been paid off. The way I like to look at it like that is because you never know what's going to happen. You can come to a market kind of like we're in now where it's really hard to do deals. Maybe you even decide to step back because you just think it doesn't make sense with the way current valuations to interest rates to loan terms to lender appetite just doesn't make sense. And well, if you do that, you got to make sure you can cover any monthly cash, any, you know, monthly expense, annual expense. And then also we know things happen in real estate. You got to replace roofs. Maybe there's a sewer line gets crushed, water line gets crushed. Big expenses for some reason. There's like a fire at the property. So then the income comes down. You haven't received the insurance yet. You got to be able to support these different things that can come throughout the year. So if you just get to a point where you're just making equivalent to what your expenses are, that's a risky position. Now it comes to risk levels, but you never want to put yourself in a position where you got to make decisions based on emotion and fear because you have to make a certain amount of money to then cover certain things. You don't want to be in that position and have to make those decisions. So I think it's important to focus on your active income, really focus on that skill while building the passive income on the side until you get to a certain point. I think 1.25 to 1.5 coverage of your expenses is good. You've sustained it. You didn't just hit that today and you're like, okay, I'm quitting. You've sustained it for a good period of time. And then you can step away and really focus on your business. And when you have all attention on that, it just makes perfect sense. It just, you will just take off like a rocket. It's just like adding rocket fuel to it. Now to go back to what I was just talking about in terms of building an active income that is vertically integrated and aligned to your current business. So you never have to step away from that. So you always have that active income in. That's like the perfect situation. Some people do it. You may be flippers. They do house flipping on the side. Well, I shouldn't say on the side, but it was their main thing and they still do it. So it's either still churning monthly income coming in and they have it kind of on as much on autopilot as you can. Or a common thing you see in this space is you build your own property management company and construction management company, one or the other or both. And that's constantly driving monthly revenue. So you can weather any storm. You don't necessarily have to be in acquisition mode to survive. Obviously, you need to get to a certain scale to make that make sense, or you have to take on other owners, operators. Those are the things I just wanted to share. And I think it's super important to not just get caught up in this whole like passive income, multiple streams of income, so I can retire, right? It's like, no, let's focus on our active income and that skill, that one thing, and get very good at it, better than anyone else. So that will continue to produce income. And you can always fall back on it, even if you do step away from it eventually. But to produce that active income so we can build that passive income on the side. And then one day when we do step away, there's no question about it. We have more passive income than we need, you know, and we can live a great life. All right, everybody. Appreciate it. As always, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams. And at the end of the day, better world comes from personal excellence. So get out there and be the best person you can be. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial services industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's a little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.